Now this morning, another very special friend of ours is here, Pastors Larry and Nadine Hernandez. They minister weekly at Saturday Night Church at Spirit Song Ministries in Silverdale. They're very close friends of ours. We walk and run after the Lord together, and we are enjoying laboring in the kingdom of God together. And when we knew we would be gone and not get back until midnight, 1 a.m., we thought, well, let's have our brother Larry return and lead us in worship as well as minister the word of the Lord to us this morning. So, my brother, we welcome you. We're glad that you're here. Let's receive it.
Thank you, buddy. I'm going to give you a hug.
God bless you.
God bless you. It's nice to be back with my other family. Isn't that great? You know, you can go anywhere in the world. You can go to Hawaii. You can go to Africa. And you can go to China. And you see, you just meet other brothers and sisters who love the Lord. And you just connect. Isn't that awesome? Oh, my goodness. You can go to the airport and meet somebody there who is a Christian. And just connect with them. And you end up praying for them and ministering to them. Or they minister to you. Well, I'm so grateful to be here. I just... Thank you for your pastors. We love them so much, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Sherry. And it's such a privilege to be here. And it's a blessing to be with you folks. It seems like every year we're getting closer and closer. Yes. Amen. 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 You know, Jesus is coming back. Yes. Oh, he's coming back. Father, thank you for this beautiful time of being here. Holy Spirit, just take over. I have nothing in myself. I only have what you want me to share. So just take over now. And Father, just bless your people this morning. Encourage them, strengthen them. And I pray, Father, that, oh, bread of life, that you would feed us all this morning and reveal yourself to us. We give you praise and glory and honor for all of this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I had something that I was thinking about this morning, actually, a few days ago. And you know, we had Thanksgiving. Did everybody get enough turkey?
Yeah.
Did anybody have tofurkey?
No.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Tofu?
Yeah. Tofu turkey?
Yeah. Mm-mm. No. You've never heard of that? Oh, my gosh. That's like vegan enchiladas. I tasted it, and I'll never do it again, I promise. Well, that's what happens when you're Hispanic. You gotta have the cheese and the shredded beef and all that good stuff. But the Lord is so good, isn't He good? Oh, well, this morning I'm going to talk to you about the benefits of Thanksgiving. Now, I believe with all of my heart that we should be a thankful people. We should be a thankful people when things aren't going our way. When everything caves in, or you fall into a pit, you should still be thanking the Lord. Don't you agree? Because the problem is that there's a many people who have a bad attitude. And I can get there myself sometimes. But the Lord has been convicting me through this message that I am to be thankful at all times. So we're going to read out of Psalm 100, verse 1 and 5. And as you're looking that up, I want you to know that today I want you to remember that as we look at the Word, the Lord will always hold up a mirror in front of you. But what happens is sometimes we get binoculars to say it's not for me, it's for them. And of course, the enemy always wants you to look at them. But we're not going to do that today. May the Lord place his mirror in front of you today. Man, I'm getting wrinkled. Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with what?
Singing.
That's right. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Now we're going to go to Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Many of us know this particular verse or verses. Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with what?
Thanksgiving.
Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So I want us to look this morning at true thanksgiving. You see, we just had Thanksgiving. We had a lot of turkey. But you know, it's not over. For the Christian, we're always supposed to be thanking God. Oh, I pray that God just downloads on you this morning and reminds you when you start. In fact, when you wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord. You know, when you get offended, thank you, Lord. Whatever happens, thank you, Lord. I'm going to reveal some things at the end of this little message on some things that happened to me. And God gave me a revelation about himself with thanksgiving. But notice that Psalm 100 verse 2 says, worship or serve the Lord with gladness. The verse 4 tells us to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. So let me ask you, who benefits from thanksgiving? We do. Verse 5 says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is, oh, I love this, everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. Those who are thankful are the ones who have gladness in their heart. And they reap the total infinite blessings of God. Here's an application for us. As believers, we have to learn to be thankful because we have received salvation. It's so precious.
Amen.
We have the privilege of serving in the church. We have the blessings of family. We have the blessings of being able to just go to work and be a shining light for Christ.
Amen.
He's given us his daily provision. I see this once in a while. I see young people who don't pray with their families before the dinner time. Man, I'll tell you, you give me a rib and I will pray before I eat it. I love ribs, you know. Anything, I'll put a piece of, before I put that piece of candy in my mouth, praise God, thank you, Lord, for this piece of candy. It's no good for me, but you know. But you know, not only that, there's perpetual protection over you. How many of you have ever been in an accident and you escaped? I think the angels are watching over you. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank God. I've been in 3 accidents. I could have been killed in all of them. I walked away going, thank you, Jesus. Oh. Recently, I've been talking to some people in our church, and some of them have been having some accidents, and they walked away. One of them is here today, Andre. He got into a little fender bender this last week, and he walked away. Was he not protected?
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. You know, we have family. We have friends to be thankful. God answers our prayers. Did God answer our prayers this morning?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a great move of the Spirit. Thank the Lord. This is exciting.
Amen.
Healings and miracles. So here's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about the fact that people, thankful people, worship and serve the Lord with gladness.
Amen.
And we do serve the Lord with gladness. It makes a difference. You know, I talked to our church one time. I said, you know, we should be glad all the time. But that comes from relationship, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That comes from studying the Bible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That comes from being in His presence. Otherwise, if you don't spend that time, you might end up being a little sour in front of people. I call that being baptized in lemon juice. I don't want to be baptized in lemon juice. I want to be glad. I want to be blessed. Amen? And you know what? You can't help it, because what happens is when you spend that time with the Lord, you're going to start to overflow with gladness. overflow with thankfulness. You're going to overflow. There is no ministry beyond and besides just overflowing, because we have nothing in ourselves. You know, so I pray that you're just going to overflow with gladness today. And you know, there's going to be a residue after this message, by the way. See, I can give you the message and then God's going to get you. He loves you. The second thing is this, that people live in God's peace. People who are thankful live in God's peace. Now, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Verse 6, be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication and with what? Let your request be made known to God. That's a command. And then there's a benefit. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. That word, worry, in verse 6, it's an interesting word, because I found out there was an Anglo-Saxon word for this word worry. And it means to strangle. When we worry, we are strangled. Ah, when I learned that, it's so true. What happens? Well, it keeps me from doing what Paul is commanding the Philippians to do. He says, I want you to pray, but I can't. You're too busy worrying. Ah, I don't want to worry. I be anxious for nothing, Paul says. Don't worry. Give it to the Lord. The solution is pray and supplication, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Then you let your requests be made known to God. I want you to catch this. The peace of God comes from having a thankful heart. Amen. Oh, the peace of God comes from having a thankful heart. We need thankful people. Yeah. I'm thankful for the elections. Hallelujah. Yeah. Please note that what this peace will do for you, it is a divine gift from Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. You've got it. You've got it. Notice that the Father says, I say this, that, and Paul says, it will guard or keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. People who are not thankful to the Lord, listen, are never satisfied. Thankless people are never satisfied. Oh my gosh. They are discontent, always complaining about what they don't have, rather than being grateful for God's awesome provision for them. Oh, that we don't have. No. I wonder what Ephesians 1:3 says, that we are seated in heavenly places. We have all things through Christ. We are truly rich spiritually. Oh, Jesus said, I've come to give you life and give you life more abundantly. Didn't he say? That word abundantly means superabundance, by the way. I walk around and, you know, I tell you, I feel like the richest man in the world. I do. I tell my wife, I go, she goes, well, you know, things aren't working out. Or what? I go, yeah, but we're still rich. Okay. Rich in Christ. Okay. And doesn't he say that he's going to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus? Philippians 4:19. There is one thing that we need to do, though, to continue in the peace of God, and that's to keep our eyes focused on the author and the finisher of our faith. So then we read Isaiah 26:3. And a lot of you know these scriptures already. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him, thee. The peace which transcends or passes all understanding means this. It is a peace that surpasses all that man can conceive or even imagine. The words will guard or shall keep is a military term and means that the mind would be guarded as a camp, oh, or protected like a castle. Our minds When we give, when we don't worry and we follow the word, God just protects our minds like a castle or like a fortress. And you know, I tell you, it's a lot of work. Because when I try to do it, I fail. When God does it, it works. And boom. Sometimes I think life is like a hurricane. And the only peaceful place in the hurricane is the eye. Guess where God wants to put you? You know? He wants to put you in that place. And only He can do it as you surrender to Him. Instead of worrying and losing your peace, Why don't you try this? Lord, I'm out of alignment. I'm losing my peace. And I know it. I'm starting to manifest worry, fear, doubts, concerns. Lord, would you bring me back to the center of your peace? And that center is the Lord Himself. I do that because I can't always do it. And the peace that we receive, remember, it's a fruit of the Spirit. So you cannot produce it. The Lord has to do it. Amen. The Lord's peace, the Prince of Peace, keeps our hearts and minds safe from the intrusion of anxious, tormenting fears and life's troubles. It's amazing. I like what the Bible commentator Barnes has to say on this particular verse. He says, it is only in Him that the mind can be preserved. Only in Christ that the mind can be preserved in peace. It is not mere confidence in God or by prayer, but it is by confidence in God as He is revealed through the Redeemer and by faith in Christ. Paul the Apostle never lost sight of this truth. All the security and the happiness of a believer were to be traced in the Savior. Everywhere he went, I loved your message last week. I was going to speak on Acts about Paul and Silas worshiping God. How in the world could they have peace in that dirty dungeon, rat infested, terrible place, beating, and yet they had the peace of God that passes all understanding. Wow. You know, and I'll tell you sometimes, when troubles really come, you're going to receive that peace. And that's called grace. And that's called God's love. You'll know what to do when the time comes. Don't worry about the future. It'll take care of itself. I love what John 14:27 says. Oh, hang on to this. If you can memorize it, awesome, awesome, awesome. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You know, somebody said this to me one time. You know, whatever God gives you, He will never take back. But what man gives you, He'll take back. Does that make sense to you? Ooh. So, thankful people worship and serve the Lord with gladness. Thankful people live in the peace of God. And thirdly, thankful people are cheerful givers. Ha! Ah. Oh! That's going to challenge somebody today. 2 Corinthians 9:7. It says, each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give. Notice, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a what?
Cheerful.
God loves a what?
Cheerful.
Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to give that. No. You know, I'll tell you, I've learned, don't do that. Just, what if you go down to Burger King and God says, pull out $100 and give it to that little lady who is serving you?
Wow.
You know, and some of us would be like this. No. You know what? You got to do it. And when you do it, you got to do it cheerfully. I'll tell you, I'm in the darnest places, the weirdest places, and God says, give that person a financial gift. You know what? I got to tell you a story. I was with a pastor one day, and we were both having financial problems. And I started sharing with him. He started sharing with me. So you know what we, at the end of our prayer, we both reached into our wallets and gave to each other. Woo, that was awesome. We just laughed. Oh, God must have had a chuckle over us. Father must have just, oh man, this is great, boys. Isn't that great? Oh, hallelujah. And you notice in what the scripture is saying right here, it says that God loves the cheerful giver. Oh, you want some loving? Be a cheerful giver. The cheerful giver gives with a thankful heart to the Lord. And that pleases God and shows that we have the proper attitude towards giving. Boy, if more people had that attitude, can you imagine what would happen in churches? And you know, I don't force people to give. You got to do it on your own. But you know what? God really pleases. He's so pleased when you do give. And not only in monies, but in service, in praying like what we did today. Oh, it's awesome. When we do give to God, it's saying, thank you, Lord, for everything that you've given to us. Thank you for this church, this beautiful, loving church. Thank you. Thank you because bills have to be paid. Thank you, Lord. And you know what we learned? I think Pastor Kevin and I and Pastor Sherry and Pastor Nadine were in the same way, that it's Jehovah Jireh. And you said it's the God who knows, the God who sees, and the God who provides. See, the giving is not for just the pastors and their livelihood. It's for you. It's for you. Oh, man. I'm grateful for thankful, cheerful givers. Aren't you? Amen. Not only are we a blessing to the Lord, but did you know that a cheerful thankfulness encourages and motivates people? It's amazing. Also, cheerful thankfulness is contagious. Look in the book of Acts what they did. Chapter 2. Oh, wow. I went to a church one time, and what they did was the pastor said, you know, I just want to pass out some tithes. And he started giving all his tithes away. And just gave tithes away to anybody who wanted. I said, wow, that's wild. He got tithes back. What you reap is what you sow. If we do not show a thankful heart by our actions, we can in fact be a stumbling block to others. And we can also be a hindrance to the work of the gospel. Now, when I found that out, I just blew my mind. I said, I don't want to ever be a hindrance to the gospel, Lord. So, you know, it's not just about money, but it's about giving everything to the Lord. Are you afraid to give everything to the Lord? I'm not afraid anymore. The Lord can take everything away from you, just like Job. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, right? But I still learn that I want to give him everything. And you do that by servanthood. You do that by kindness. You do that. You just do it. Thankful people worship, serve the Lord with gladness. Thankful people live in God's peace. Thankful people are cheerful givers. And lastly, thankful people honor the Lord. Psalm 101. Shout for joy, all the earth, or make a joyful noise to the Lord. I like to say that to the worship team. Come on, let's make some noise for the Lord. Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits. Psalm 22, verse 3, which was mentioned today. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. In other words, the Lord inhabits the praises of His people. Every time that we get together and worship, you could be in your home just turning on music, you and your wife and your family, just playing guitar and Bible studies. The Lord comes in, because whenever two or more are gathered in His name, there He is in their midst.
That's right.
Amen. Man, I'll tell you, the devil tried to just, we had some people come in one time and they go, oh, I don't feel the presence of God in the church. We were just getting started. It was a tough time. And this gal was on the worship team and she's going, oh, I don't feel the presence of God. I went back and I said, God, what is this about? Because I don't know anything else besides the presence. He said, Larry, he said, what, didn't I say that whenever two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst? I said, yes. Don't I inhabit the praises of my people? Yes. He said, you speak to the center of that church. The center of the being of this church. You speak those scriptures and I'm going to just establish myself in this church and it's going to stay. And you know, from that day on, no one ever complained about the presence of God. Now people are walking in, they go, I felt the presence of God here. You see? But see the lie? Oh, don't listen to the enemy of our souls. He's a liar. Let God be true and every man a liar. Ephesians 5:19-20. This is a good way to invite the Lord. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Verse 20, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. Giving thanks to God for everything. Good, bad, your court low one day, and other times you feel like taking a mountain, right? You're going to thank God every day. It's not about me, it's about Him. Hallelujah. Always giving God the Father, giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and because He saved us. Oh, William Law, this man wrote Why We Should Thank God. And he was born in 1686 and died in 1761. That's amazing to me. Sounds like, to me, like the same Holy Spirit. He says, if I could tell you the shortest way to all happiness and all perfection, it would be to make a rule for yourself to thank and praise God for everything that happens to you. Now, all things are good, right? But He is God. For it is certain that whatever seemingly calamity may happen to you, if you thank and praise God for it, you may turn it into a blessing. If you could work miracles, you would not do more for yourself than to have this wonderful spirit. Now listen right here carefully. For it heals by just a word and turns all that it touches into happiness. And I place blessedness. I want to tell you a story now. This is where I get into something that God gave me a revelation. You know, when problems come, sometimes we have no understanding of what's going on. Some of us have to hold on by faith to whatever's going on with us. But I had the most incredible thing happen. When I was 60 years old, just before I was 60, I spoke to Nadine because you could tell I love guitars. I'm not up with my son yet. He has 22. I only have 13. Pastor Kevin's catching up. Come on now. But I said to my wife, I said, you know, on my 60th birthday, I would really like to have a brand new guitar. And she just, You know, she's so good. I can tell when she's not excited. And what happened was that I said, okay, we'll just put that on the shelf. So I was working at the office one day, and I remember that it was going to be our anniversary coming up in December here. And I thought, put the guitar away. And I thought, you know, there is a certain little tea kettle or teapot type of thing that's a clock. And I took a picture of it, so if anybody wants to see it afterward, I'll show it to you on my phone. But this little teapot, for years we kept passing by the store and there's the teapot. She goes, I just love that teapot. I just love that teapot. And I said, hint, can't. She, you know, and after a while you go, duh. I know what I'll get her for our anniversary, you know. So here's what happened, and I'm going to go somewhere with this. So I walk into the store, and I see the teapot, and I said, it's still there. And the lady says to me, she says, oh, you got a great deal here. It's on sale today. I said, fantastic. And as she's writing up things, writing up the receipt, she started to cry. And she started breaking down. And it was almost hysterical. And I said, what's wrong? She said, well, I was divorced from my husband in California. I left him. I'm losing my house today, and I'm going to lose my business. And she's crying. And I said, oh, I said, this is terrible. And I just couldn't stand it anymore. And I said to her, I said, listen, I'm a pastor. Can I pray for you? And she said, yes. And I just started bombarding her with scriptures of life. That's why it's good to memorize scripture, because when you don't have your Bible, it's right here, and you just start speaking life to that person. Life. And it will change. And guess what? We have no authority besides the Word of God. There's not going to be anything that happens without the Word of God. So give them the Word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. So here I am just finally ministering to her. I grabbed her hands and we started praying, and she's crying and everything else. And I started giving her scriptures and downloading scriptures. And all of a sudden she started coming up. And she started to smile. She started having tears of joy. Wow. And then we finished, and I said, here's the scriptures, and I'm going to come and check on you again. So here are the scriptures. And then she said, would you bless my store? Because it's dying. I felt like Father Hernandez. You want me to bless your store? I said, I'll do it. So, you know, sign of the cross, and, you know, and I said, Lord, bless this store, and thank you, God. A few days later, I came back. And when I came back, I said, and I had mentioned to her, by the way, that I was a pastor and a worship leader. So came back. I said, how are you doing, Gretchen? She said, I'm doing better. She said, what kind of guitars do you like? I said, what? I said, oh, I like Gibson. I like Fender. She said, do you like Schecter? I said, yeah. She said, follow me. We went into her office, and in her office, she opened up a guitar case of a gold-plated, beautiful Schecter guitar. It's called a Diamond Series. It had like pearl inlay in the neck. It was, I looked at that, I'm going, oh my gosh. You know, Home Alone. You know? And she said, I want you to have this. I said, no, I can't take that. I can't take that. She said, I want you to take it, and I want you to take that little amplifier there, and I want you to take those little chords, and I want you to take this guitar case, and I want you to take, you know, on and on.
Wow.
And I said, I can't do this. She said, you have to. I said, I went home. I was in hysterics because God met the need that day. And Nadine was just blown away. She goes, oh, thank God. So then I went back to the store to check on her again. She said, follow me. She said, she opened up another case. I said, oh, you're kidding. She said, I want you to have that guitar. It's another gold-plated guitar. There's no, by the way, there's no series on it. It was a custom-made guitar. I checked into it. And I just couldn't believe it. She said, I want you to take it. I said, I can't take it. She said, you're going to take it. Twist my arm, right? I'll tell you, I got a chance to pray for her soul. She received Christ. I had a chance. Now, here's what I'm saying to you. Do you think I'm thankful?
Yeah.
What God is going to do, you know, he says all things are going to work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. But I want to share something with you. It's a revelation of thanksgiving to me. That when God begins to cause a problem in your life and you begin to thank him, I want you to remember that he is literally working out every detail of that situation. He is working with people. He's working with you. His hands are on the situation of your life right now. His hands are all over you, all over the situation. Are you getting this?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I got two guitars. Praise God. We got a soul that got saved. Praise God. She didn't commit suicide.
That's right.
She could have. Wow. My wife was relieved. Whew. You know? And the Lord said this to me. He said, I gave you these two guitars, and He spoke to my heart. He said, I don't want you to ever stop worshiping. I was thinking about it. I'm just letting you know, you will not stop worshiping me. And that's why we're here. So I want you this morning, whatever situation you're in, I want you to be thankful as the Lord. In fact, it is the will of God, right? Be thankful in all things, for this is the will of for you, yes. So that is the revelation today. This year, I pray that we move out with thanksgiving. I'm so thankful for Pastor Kevin and Pastor Sherry, dear friends. I'm thankful. We've been out here alone, and they've been out here alone, and God put us together, and we're just having a blast. And we're going to have more of a blast. And I found a friend who could play guitar, too. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to my first Seahawks game. Hallelujah. Whoa. You know what? A friend of mine just asked me. I'm going, thank you, Jesus. I said, where are your seats? Oh, they're not too nosebleed. But you know, see, we need to be thankful today. You know, and whatever happens, be thankful for those souls that aren't, that have not come to Jesus Christ. Be thankful, except the Father draw them, they're not going to come. But I'm going to thank God. They're going to come. They're going to come. Some of you were very stubborn. And God got you. Because your arms are too short to box with God's love. See? So that's my message for today. Want us to be thankful, and don't forget that when you are in a situation, begin to thank God, and that He has His hands all over it. He's working out every detail. You folks will be coming. Every detail is worked out already. Thank God. Thank God. It's going to be such a pleasure to have you here. Oh, thank God. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, would you just stand right now? And you know what? Can we just audibly begin to thank God for everything He's done in our lives? Whether it's not, whether you have health problems, whether you, and I want to say one more thing. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you need to come to Him today. No more fooling around and just, I'm just going to say it. If that's all right with you, Pastor Kevin. But it's a matter of life and death. You know, I can't stand the idea of being completely separated, and that's where I was headed. And then when I was 21, I received Christ. And when I came to know Jesus, I had no idea that it wasn't just about Larry, but it was about my wife and my sister, my brother, my mother, my dad, and the people that I influenced. Because if I hadn't come to Jesus, if I hadn't accepted Him, they wouldn't come to salvation. Possibly. Maybe God has a plan B. But I would have lost out. And today, if you don't know Christ, you need to just get over yourself and just receive Him today and rededicate yourself today. And then you will begin to influence and touch other people. And then I'm going to tell you, then you will have a thankful heart. A godly, thankful heart. So, Father, we thank You now. Thank You for this time, Lord. God, we're just going to thank You right now. Just thank Him. Thank You, Lord. You're working out every situation. You're healing. We thank You. And Lord, if we have to wait on the healing, we're going to thank You, God. This is Your will, Lord. Whatever situation we're in, we're going to thank You right now. Praise You, Lord. Bless You, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, these are the benefits. Let us see the benefits of thanksgiving, God, in our lives, oh, God. Let us see the benefit. Open our eyes, Lord. Open our eyes. Open our hearts. Help us to be sensitive to see when we should be thankful. Lord, we're thankful for our wives and our husbands. We're thankful for this church. We're thankful for families. We're thankful for the body of Christ. We're thankful for the salvation that You've given to us. And all of these things, Lord, I just pray now for a spirit of thankfulness to just fall on Your people. You know, just receive it. Fall on Your people. Just to fall on Your people right now. Thankfulness. Oh, even to say to their pastors, thank You, Pastor Kevin. Thank You, Pastor Sherry. Thank You for all the leaders in the church. Thank You, Lord. Just let people know how thankful You are. And Lord, thank you, God, for this time. And Lord, we give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. You are good. You are good. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I'm going to give it back to Pastor Kevin.
While you're standing with your eyes closed, how many here this morning have a situation in your life where you need to see God move supernaturally? Would you raise your hand, please? You need a supernatural move of Jesus in your life. Larry, come on up. And those of you who have your hands raised, just keep them up. The Lord wants you to know that He sees you this morning, just like you've been preaching, brother.
Mm.
He sees you. He knows you. He
yes.
knows. And it's not too big for Him.
That's right.
See, the Scripture tells us God does above and beyond all that we can ask or think. Man, we could come up with some pretty tall stuff. But did you think of a inlaid with gold and pearl guitar that day? I mean, look at what God does.
No.
Does above and beyond all that you can ask or think.
Thank you, Lord.
The second one, by the way, the Lord just showed me back there that second guitar was to give to your friend Kevin. No, not really.
Oh, my.
I rebuked that. Those of you with your hands raised, come on, let's support them. Right now, Lord, you
Thank
see.
Thank you, Lord.
You're the
yes.
God who sees. You're the God who knows.
Yes.
Lord God, we ask you to
Thank
supernaturally
you.
Move upon your
Thank
people
you,
right
Jesus.
Now. Activate their faith, oh God. Bubble up with the river of God to
Thank
overflowing,
you, Lord.
Lord. And let the Spirit of the Lord
yes.
burst out from the inside
yes.
out. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord,
and those of you, let's
Jesus.
Just continue to pray,
oh,
church.
Rama,
lift up your voice with
Rama,
thanksgiving
Rama,
and praise.
Rama,
and let your prayer language Rama, come out. Just begin to praise
Rama,
the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, for healing where healing is needed, where financial provision is needed, oh, God. Oh, God, you're the Lord who sees. You're the God who knows. Lord, we believe that you see and you get beyond fretting.
Hallelujah.
Some here in this room, you have
Hallelujah.
Anxious times where
oh,
you fret
Rama,
and worry.
Rama,
and God says, I take that load
oh,
from your shoulders
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Thank
I
you,
take
Lord.
That load. And
Thank you, Lord.
I'm the God who
Thank
carries
you,
the weight. Set them free. Set your people free, Lord Jesus, this morning. And we thank you, Lord, that you're the God who does all things well.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. So when you come to the house of God, you've come for a meeting with Jesus. If you're here this morning and you've not given your life to Jesus, Pastor Larry will be here and help to lead you to the Lord. Others, if you need prayer for anything in your heart, as my brother Dean said earlier over here in these chairs, we take time to pray for people.
Yeah.
We don't just do a quick little prayer. We take time to pray. Oh, by the way, I thought I would mention, because you talk about cheerful givers, since we don't take up an offering in this house, but we give as an act of worship. You'll find an offering box here and also behind the divider on the other side, if that's on your heart. And I always, you know, thank God for guest ministries who come and preach about giving. That's always a blessing.
Oh.
I'm just teasing. What a joy it's been to be in God's house, isn't it?
Amen.
You come to meet with Jesus.
Yes.
That's why we do this.
Yes.
Church isn't the building. Church isn't a tradition. Church is when God's people gather together and the streams of, you know, your heart overflows and others' hearts overflow. Pretty soon we've got this gushing river that's flowing.
Mm-hmm.
The Scripture talks about waters to my ankles, waters to my knees, waters to swim in. How many are enjoying swimming this morning? Father, we give you praise
Thank
and thanksgiving.
Lord.
You're the God who does all things
Thanks,
well.
Lord.
We pray
yes.
your Lord, as your people go from this place this morning, they'll go with a sense of renewal, sense of fresh beginnings, that when they leave this place, they don't leave with the old on their heart, but with the new in their spirit as they walk out these doors. And Father, we pray that you will be glorified as we leave this place today with everything we think, do, and say in Jesus' name. I'm particularly impressed that if you need further prayers for healing, there'll be, again, several people here to pray with you and for you this morning. Would you raise your hands and let's use Pastor Larry's verses this morning as a blessing. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, and the peace of God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And we give you the praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. They all said,
Amen.
Amen. Be released to a fantastic day in the Lord.